Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. The second chapter of John, chapter 2, verse 11. A Jewish proverb says, without wine, there is no joy. Even so, does the shortage of wine at a wedding reception call for a miracle? Are not miracles reserved for more serious emergencies? All too many expositions of this gospel from John chapter 2, the wedding at Cana, dwell upon our Lord's visitation of friends and their family at this wedding in Galilee to show perhaps the relationship of religion to the home. But a miracle of God performed for the success of a wedding reception, it seems to be such a waste. The Apostle John, however, accommodates our quest for a deeper theological meaning of this story in the Gospel, and almost as if the Holy Writer anticipates such common and secondary domestic applications of the text, he raises us to new sights and new heights when he comments that this miracle was performed in Cana of Galilee, and our Lord thereby manifested his glory as the Son of God. Unfortunately, those heights or depths of theological insight are not always attained by those who are eager to see this miracle beyond its domestic application. The view of the biblical critics, a la Ernst Caseman and others, suggests that this gospel lesson in John chapter 2 is explained as a wine miracle from a Dionysius cult probably transferred to Jesus and so found its way into the gospel narrative. Well, such critical views have taken the miracle out of the kitchen, but disclaiming the historicity of our Lord's performance of the miracle leaves the entire pericope bereft of its intended meaning. Orthodoxy is quick to counter, affirming that our Lord did truly perform this miracle at Cana, just as the text states. There was a wedding. There was a shortage of wine. At the command of our Lord, the servants filled the water pots. And when these same vessels were brought to the wedding feast, lo, they contained the best of wine. And the plain meaning of the text is that our Lord did indeed perform a supernatural work. Still, for all the proper claims of orthodoxy, this event described by John remains a kitchen miracle at Cana, unless, of course, there is a higher meaning. Some are satisfied to make an apology for the text and for the historicity of the events reported here. But that is not sufficient for biblical theology simply to defend the text or the events recorded by the scripture text. And even those who go a step further and cite John's interpretation of the miracle, namely that Jesus manifested his glory, have yet to ascend to new heights. For John challenges us when he reports, in addition, this little footnote at the end of the gospel lesson, and his disciples believed on him. The miracle of changing the water into wine at the wedding of Cana was more than a kitchen miracle to spare a household from social disgrace. The miracle signifies more than a supernatural event to be defended against the onslaughts of the critics. The miracle is a manifestation of the Son of God. But more, this very self-revelation of our Lord and his divine nature lifts the eyes of faith to the incarnation, to the Messiah, the very Christ, and all of the implications which his deity has for the cross, for his resurrection, and for the parousia. Exposition of this text of the wedding at Cana must in the end have this result, and his disciples believed on him. The season of Epiphany is a flashback to those miraculous events that surrounded the coming of our Lord in the flesh. The Annunciation, the conception by the Holy Ghost of the Christ in the womb of Mary. The angelic heralding of our Lord's birth at Bethlehem. The faith, the adoration, and the dedication of shepherds and magi from the east. And the response of Simeon, "Mine eyes have seen thy salvation." What is the import of these events and the subsequent works and words of the Christ, except that we also believe in him? Was a word ever given from God except to generate repentance from loyalties to other gods, calling us to believe in the Christ, calling us to believe in he who is the only true God? The issue is not, therefore, do you believe in miracles? Rather, do you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ? The disciples who were only recently called, Andrew and Simon, Nathanael and Philip, had not been with our Lord very long when this event at Cana occurred. With their eyes, they witnessed a miracle, water changed into wine. But more important, in their hearts, they affirmed that this Jesus, whom they had begun to follow, was their very God. Shall we do less? Brethren, assert the reliability of the gospel text, as always we must. Reassert the historicity of the miracle works of our Lord. Proclaim that by these mighty works, his deity and his lordship is manifest and disclosed. But then, brethren, in our very hearts, may this footnote of John come to pass. His disciples believed on him. Amen.